Greetings, my fellow Earthlings. How are you doing? Welcome back to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. This is Victoria. If you have listened to my previous week's Pronunciation Challenge, you are probably here for my very first business English lesson. Yay! I hope you guys like it. Leave me a comment below to tell me if you have any thoughts for improvements or stuff like that, okay? So when it comes to business English, the conversation usually gets to be more formal, although formality can have many different layers. For instance, the sentence that I got from the video today will be focusing more on learning idioms and knowing when to use them during a business setting. 就像今天的口说挑战的影片呢，当中都是比较专注于这些惯用语是什么意思之外，还有在商务场合的时候该怎么用。有兴趣的话呢，可以先去看这部影片，然后呢，就是有一些比较重要的惯用语的教学 ，very interesting. I really recommend you guys to go watch it. However, 你应该可以在1分25秒之后再开始看，因为前面都是广告。Save you some time over there. All right, without further ado.Let's begin our sentence. To drive a hard bargain. This means to negotiate effectively. For example, I can't believe they agreed to it. You sure do drive a hard bargain. Okay, let's do this one more time. To drive a hard bargain. This means to negotiate effectively. For example, I can't believe they agreed to it.You sure do drive a hard bargain. OK, 中文的意思大概就是说 to drive a hard bargain, 意思就是有效的进行协商。举例来说，我真不敢置信他们同意了，你成功说服他们了。So you sure do means 你真的成功了耶。Wow, 这样子的意思大概是这样。All right, let's move on to our pronunciation focus. 第一个字呢就是 bargain, bargain.拼法是 B-A-R-G-A-I-N， 那你常如果把这个字分成两个 syllable 的时候，你常应该会觉得说是 bar， 然后是 gain， right？ A-I， gain， 但是其实你在念这个字的时候呢，要变成是 G-E-N 的那种声音哦，发音哦， OK， 是 bargain， bargain， OK。 The next word I want you guys to focus more on is negotiate， negotiate.The T-I-A here sounds more like a sh sound. Sh. So it's negotiate. Negotiate. All right. And then 有一个连音来注意一下就是 they agreed. They agreed. 因为通常前面如果有一个子音然后后面连接的单字是母音开头的话呢我们通常把它连起来所以就变成They agreed. They agreed. Okay. Next word is you sure do. You sure do. 那这个 sure 我应该之前有讲过呢，就是 s u r e 的 s， 我们通常都会念成 sh 的声音，所以是 you sure do。但是这三个字我把它拿出来，是因为我在 vocabulary 的时候会再继续的讲解它到底是什么意思，这个 do 又是什么意思。然后这三个字呢，如果是比较念比较快的话呢，那个 you 就比较不会强调成是 you， 反而是念成 you sure do， 这是比较美式的发音啦。当然，可能英式就不会念 you sure do。Okay, let's move on to our vocabulary section. All right, vocabulary number one, bargain, bargain.它的中文的意思就是协议、交易，也可以说讨价还价。比如说妈妈、阿姨啊，在菜市场呢，最喜欢讨价还价了，就可以用这个字咯。那我今天的 sentence 可能你们会听起来比较有点吃力一点，是因为它比较跟 business English 会比较相关，有点 business-like 的 sentence。那没关系，你们再多听几遍，我相信你们应该可以 get 到，不然就可以在楼下留言给我，然后我会尽力的去回复你们。Okay, so Conan O'Brien bargained for a decorative shisha at the market in Bethlehem. At last, he only had to pay 250 Israeli new shekels for it. Wow, Victoria, 你为什么要造这么难的句子？好啦，其实因为我去看 Conan O'Brien 的那个 Conan O'Brien Without Borders， 在 Netflix 上面也有，然后我觉得非常的好笑那一段。然后我想到 bargain 的这个字的时候呢，我看到 bargain 这个字的时候，我就想到那个 Netflix 那个这部影片的那个场景。对，好，中文的意思大概就是说 Conan O'Brien 在伯利恒的市场中讨价还价，最后只用了250以色列新谢克尔买了一个装饰用的水烟管。 Alright， 那我再念一遍好了，我怕你们应该第一次没听懂，这样就你们就不用一直回10秒前10秒前。 OK， 来咯。Conan O'Brien bargained for a decorative shisha at the market in Bethlehem. At last, he only had to pay 250 Israeli new shekels for it. OK， bargain 这个字其实还有另外的说法，就是便宜货或是廉价品的意思。那这就是我的 sentence 咯。 On Black Friday, you could get a real bargain.Especially on electronics. So, 中文的意思大概就是说，在黑色星期五当天，你通常可以买到便宜货，尤其是电子器材。那通常我们 Black Friday 是指 Friday the 13th, 13号星期五嘛，黑色星期五。然后就是常常在讲很多那种 supernatural or unexplainable 事件发生的事情嘛，对不对？ But Black Friday can also meanThe Friday that is right after Thanksgiving in the States. 然后通常这个时候呢，就 everything is in a huge sale. 然后就会可能前一天就去 mall 排队，排一整晚。对， that's the craziest thing that Americans would do for their electronics is to go shopping on a Black Friday. And that's it. 通常不太会啦。啊，好啦，要买那个什么 Jordans， 对吧？乔丹鞋应该也会排，就搭帐篷那种。Anyway, 不知道你们有没有这么疯狂过，但是呢 that's the best time to go shopping, to go on a shopping spree and go crazy. No, just kidding, don't go crazy because I know too many people that are in credit card debt. So please be financially stable in order to do that. Thank you very much. Let's move on to our second word is negotiate. Negotiate.Negotiate 就是谈判或者是磋商，那么它是一个 verb， 但是动词它是一个动词，然后名词的话它是 negotiation 就是把 e 拿掉加 ion 就是 negotiation， 所以念起来不太一样哦。Negotiate and negotiation 是不是很多sh sh sh的音？没办法，因为 t 遇到 i 就是有 sh 的音。OK， negotiation。How when a sentence is, to negotiate with someone is not to argue or be aggressive about what you want, but to be able to return the situation into one where both parties benefit. 跟别人谈判不是去吵架或者是很激动的方式 去表达，而是去把这件事转向到双方都可以赢 OK 的局面。那么我们常常会听到什么 win-win situation or like a win-win game 嘛，对不对？就是双赢的方的局面。然后比如说像是小时候啦，你爸爸妈妈可能在跟你要求说，哎，你成绩要好一点啦，对不对？然后你就说 OK， if I get straight A's I want to get a new flip phone 小屁孩都会这样，对不对？I want to get a new iPhone. I want to get a new Game Boy. I want to get the new Switch game. Oh, by the way, 我现在非常非常 hooked on playing Switch. 太可怕了，动物森林、动物之声还是什么动物森友会啊！我的小岛简直就是太可爱了。好的，不知道你们有没有在玩？因为其实我有点走火入魔了。然后建议你们如果真的要玩的话，就是长假的时候再玩。不然你可能会有点没办法收心没办法认真上班 OK Alright 所以我刚刚的那个句子大概是意思就是说我跟我爸妈 讨商，假如成绩有满分的话呢，我就可以拿到一部新的掀盖式手机。所以你大概知道我年纪，就是有掀盖式手机的时候，然后我还是学生。哈哈哈哈哈哈。好的，我们尴尬一下，然后过去就算。Let's go to our next word that I want to emphasize more is persuade. Persuade. In order to negotiate, you also have to learn how to persuade. To make someone do or believe something by giving them a good reason to do it or by talking to that person and making them believe it. 就是说服的意思，动词叫做 persuade。那名词叫做 persuasion, persuasion 就是把 D-E 拿掉换成 S-I-O-N 变成 persuasion. My sentence is President Trump did not provide any facts or data to persuade the public about his solutions for the COVID-19 pandemic. 美国总统川普没有提供任何数据或证据去说服民众有关于新冠状病毒的解决方法。这个就是 persuade, okay? Alright, let's move on to our next word, which is you sure do. 这个比较像不是 vocabulary, 比较像是 slang 这样子。You sure do. The sure here acts as an adverb that is similar to the meaning of certainly. 所以中文的意思就是当然、肯定的、毫无疑问的。那 this is my sentence. Krispy Kreme, they sure know how to make good donuts.Krispy Kreme 真的知道怎么做出美味的甜甜圈。哎，我没有在做广告，其实老实说我没有吃过 Krispy Kreme 我只吃 Mr. Donut 很好吃 Mr. Donut Anyway, they sure know how or they sure do 就是真的很会哦，真的知道怎么做，哎，这样子的意思。那么你们应该常常听过 for sure, for sure It is less formal,但是你们也可以用在比如说business conversation 里面，比如说 Yolanda is our top sales representative this month, that's for sure. Yolanda 是我们本月最佳业务，那是毫无疑问的，业绩很棒哦， that's for sure, Yolanda. Okay, and that's all for today's challenge. Hopefully you learn the difference between bargain, persuade, and negotiate.For sure, you might need to practice a bit, so feel free to make sentences below. I will try to correct them when I can. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.